Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Yes, indeed. On the air once again.
That's right.
It's the Camaro C28.com podcast episode number 74.
Oh,
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Let's get on with it.
Okay. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm going to let you do this because if I talk about it, I'm going to start getting angry. This is stupid. Again.
We've got a dealership that appears to be taking deposits for a Camaro.
A car that doesn't even exist.
No. $1,000 deposits.
You could...
Saw it posted. It's a pretty prominent dealership, too. They sell lots of vets.
Kerbeck?
Oh. No.
Well, you know...
But yeah, you can write from their webpage... You can put in your credit card, and you can reserve a Camaro or a spot for a Camaro.
Right. Or not only a Camaro, but the pull-down said, what, coupe, convertible, Z06, Camaro. So
yes.
Take your pick. They'll take money on anything.
Apparently.
I just think it's wrong. I still think it's wrong.
And for a car that doesn't even exist. Tomorrow GM could pull the plug.
I mean, it says it's refundable, but man, I just feel goofy doing that.
I don't know how they can get away with that. I really don't.
Well, I think that didn't GM tell?
Yes, they did.
Was it them? Well, hey, that's the dealership for you.
Yeah, we might have to get a hold of them and ask them how they're doing this.
Just ask them, see what they think. Maybe they got approval.
I
advance approval. Who knows?
Who knows?
I think it's silly though.
Yeah, we just wanted to throw that out at you.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Just a little something that gets us upset.
That's right. We like to bitch. Quick site news. You may or may not have noticed. See, my theory is that when the Indians wanted rain, they did a rain dance.
Well, okay.
Well, when I want the snow to go away, I take the snow graphics down from the site because the joke's over. I the weather, no. 0 degrees on Sunday, no. Thank you. Super Bowl Sunday, no. I'm not leaving the house to go to my buddy's house to watch the football game. I'm staying in the hell home under the electric blankets. So, yeah, anyway, the snow graphics are gone from the site. It's back to normal, and I continue working on the new site design.
We finally start getting snow, and you take them down.
That's right, because I'm sick of it already.
That's too funny.
Well, we did wrap up our contest last week.
Yeah.
And we did happen to get a follow-up voicemail on the subject of the contest, which was Z28 or SS.
Yeah, as well as some additional stuff.
Yeah, so Chris, why don't you kick that off?
I sure will.
Hey, guys, this is the 5th Gen 69 Camaro. I just wanted to make mention on the SS for Z28. If you look at the SS badge, it was a GM Sportline, and Camaro SS would keep it consistent across the board. However, if you look at what an SS was, it was a street car, basically a hot rod. If you look at what the Z28 was created for, on the other hand, it was created to be an SCCA road racer when everyone else was straight line racing. It was the M6 of its day, and in my opinion, Camaro needs to be a street racer today. And who wouldn't want an M6 on a budget? On the other hand, on another note, in reference to the Jenny Craig statement, I would say after reading Charlie's post that he heard the rear was needlessly heavy, I'm betting Holden found a way to take some weight out of the independent rear suspension or something out of the rear in general. Hoping Camaro loses width as well, actually. Love the podcast, guys. Keep it up.
Hey, thanks for that voicemail.
Awesome voicemail, actually.
I'm glad you got it through this time.
Yeah, he was in for the contest before and didn't go through, so...
That's okay.
Thanks for the follow-up on that. Yeah, we agree. A lot of people do touch on that SCCA road race deal and about the Z28 and the SS. And, of course, the Jenny Craig issue.
Taking it out of the rear?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know...
you never know.
The Camaro concept has junk in the trunk. Actually, you know when we drove it?
All it did have stuff, junk in the trunk.
There was so much stuff in there because it was all taken out of the engine bay because it was a show car.
That thing was loaded.
It made the back of the Back to the Future DeLorean look clean.
Yeah.
It was a spaghetti of wires and boxes with switches, and I think at one point there was a Starbucks cup used what was it used to cover up?
I don't know.
I think a gauge because people kept looking at it and the gauge didn't work, so they just taped a Starbucks cup over the top.
Yeah.
What happens behind the scenes on a concept car is absolutely stunning.
It's funny.
But cool voicemail, and hopefully, and I guess, Scott Settlemyre did chime in and said, look, they're serious about taking weight out of the car. So the whole Jenny Craig thing, that's true. They're taking weight out of it. It might be out of the rear end, might be out of the front. it's awesome that they're doing it because they're, like I said, they're aware.
Yeah.
So since I mentioned contest before.
Yes.
We promised everybody. We really have to go through this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Since we promised that we'd run a new contest.
And it's February now.
That's right. This will be our third.
Fourth?
Four, is it fourth now?
I think it's the fourth one.
Fourth contest. Third or fourth. And it'll be the equivalent iPod that we give away to a lucky winner. Basically, the deal is we ask you to call in, and we'll get to the details on what in a minute.
Yep.
And then we'll pick the one that we like the most, or the one that we feel has the most substance and content, and we will award the person that called in with a brandly new refurbished iPod. Good as new, trust us.
Factory
on that.
Factory new.
Factory renewed.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Original packaging.
So here's the deal. Here's the contest, and we promised this would be fun. You call in, and we'll give you the number in a little bit, and you tell us, without mentioning any names, your worst dealer horror story.
Oh, boy. This is going to go over well.
And try to make it humorous.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah. If anybody's ever had any dealings with more than once with a dealership, they probably ran into something like this.
Yeah.
Chris, let's kick it off with our own.
Yeah.
Give people an idea of what we're looking for.
Well, I guess I can call this my horror story because I really haven't had that much problem with any dealer. But when I originally bought my 93 Camaro, I picked it up. I had an 87 Grand National that I traded in, and I was pretty sad getting rid of that car.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the fourth gen came out. I really liked it. That's what got me into these Camaros in the first place. So I bought it. 93 stripper. I bought it. The dealer took me to the gas station to fill it up. On our way back, the transmission went out. The car had 8 miles on it. 8 miles on it.
What do you mean went out?
Only first gear would work.
So you're driving down...
an automatic transmission. Exactly. So they pull it into the repair shop there at the dealer. The guy comes out and he's like, well, I don't know, something's going on with the valve body. Well, we're going to have to tear it apart and figure it out. I was like, dude, it's got 8 miles on it. I want my Grand National back. It was too late. All the papers were signed.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of stuck.
They ordered a new transmission for the car, and that was a Monday, and I got it on Friday, and everything was fine with it.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, boy. Not only can I top yours, but I bet you the guys that call in can top the crap out of ours.
Yeah,
here's mine. Here's mine. And this isn't really that bad either, to be honest with you. I bought my very first new vehicle when I was, 22 or 21 or whatever.
Okay.
It was not a GM vehicle, I'll just put it that way. And it was not an import. There was a really weird deal. It was a truck. There was a really weird deal where every time I hit a bump, the steering wheel felt like it had play in it. Like there was something not snugged down. And so I took it to a dealership and I said, here's the deal. And they said, okay, we'll look at it. Come and pick it up, when we call you. So they call me. They say, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, when I hit a small bump or just right, it feels like the steering wheel has wobble in it. Like there's something that's not tight. Okay, well, we'll take a look at it. I said, look, just call me and I'll come in and I'll take you guys on a test drive. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. And they call me back the next day and they're like, nope, couldn't find anything. And I said, maybe you didn't hear me. I'll take you on a test drive and I'll show you exactly because you can hear it, not only feel it. No, we can't find a problem, so there's no problem. And I said, no, I'm telling you there's a problem. I'm like, we're telling you there's not a problem.
Okay.
So come and get your truck. Okay. And I walk in there. I said, are you guys sure there's not a problem? He goes, nope, there's not a problem. We tested everything. There's not a problem. There's nothing could be wrong. I said, so it's natural? Probably. Good. Just give me my damn truck. Well, later on, I got a comment card in the mail. And I was feeling kind of ballsy that day, I guess. And I just filled it out honestly.
Yeah.
A couple weeks later, I got a phone call from the owner of the dealership bitching me out. Because the vehicle manufacturer fined them for my report that I gave them, and he told me to never bring my vehicle back to them ever again.
Nice
and then
service.
And then he slammed the phone down.
Nice.
And I was told later on that I could call a certain number that the vehicle manufacturer had set up in place, like a customer dialogue program.
Okay.
And then I could get them fined buttloads more for that. But at that point, I just wanted to be done with it, and I got rid of the truck and bought my first Camaro.
Good deal.
Yeah. So
that was interesting.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're gonna hear some awesome, awesomeungus ones.
I hope the person who posted in our lounge, well, probably about 6 months ago, who had that Trailblazer SS and took it to the dealer and they took it on joyrides and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And then never posted what happened when he told the dealer about it.
That's right.
I hope they're listening and they can call in and tell us whatever happened.
No kidding. So like we said, man, what's your horror story? You got only 2 minutes to leave that message.
Yep.
And how do you leave that message?
How?
Here.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And there you have it. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call the number, leave your 2-minute Cliff Notes version dealer horror story. We're going to listen to it. We're going to probably laugh at it. And we're going to comment on it. And then at the end of this month, we're going to give away a kick butt iPod
for the
best story.
Yep.
So it's really that easy.
It's just that easy.
It's so easy. Any caveman could do it. That was the worst. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week. Are we done?
Yeah. We'll keep it a little bit shorter this week since we went a little longer last week.
A little? Almost twice as much.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.